In our gospel today, we see that St. Mark began his book of the gospel, his telling of the gospel message, with the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, it's important to realize that what St. Mark is talking about here is not merely the beginning of his book. This isn't his title page or something like that, beginning of the story, but rather he's telling us that this is the beginning of the proclamation of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the presence of the Son of God in human flesh. And of course, this proclamation begins with preparation for our Lord's coming. We see a quote from the prophet Isaiah, which we also hear a very similar passage in the first reading. "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way, a voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" Of course, St. Mark is talking about John the Baptist, who came to prepare Israel for our Lord. They've taken this prophecy of Isaiah and shown that it's talking about John the Baptist. So, of course, as we're in this Advent season, this season of preparation, you know, I talked about it last week, that what we should be doing this Advent season is waiting, watching, and getting ready. Well, of course, part of getting ready is preparation. That's what getting ready means, to be prepared, to get prepared. So as we're doing this preparation, we need to be looking at John the Baptist, whose role it was as the precursor, was to prepare the way for our Lord, that he shows us how we should prepare. First of all, he preaches repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That was the meaning of his baptism, why he baptized people, was to repent of their sins. And then he also shows us humility. As he himself says, "One mightier than I is coming after me." So he shows us how to prepare. St. Paul in our second reading echoes John the Baptist when he says, "The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." We should, in the words of St. Paul, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. So this is what it means to prepare ourselves. So how do we do that? How do we prepare? Well, first of all, we need to seek humility in our lives, overcome the pride in our lives. Our lives should be pointing to Christ, not to ourselves. When you look at John the Baptist, when you look at images of him, very frequently, if not all the time, other than the images of him actually baptizing Christ, John is pointing to Christ, not to himself. John's life is focused on Christ. We should seek the humility to be able to emulate that. From our humility comes repentance. We should be repentant. This humility should lead us to repent of our sins and avail ourselves of the sacrament of repentance, the sacrament of confession, through which we repent of our sins and we receive God's forgiveness and love. And then, because of that, in the words of St. Paul, we should be conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. After we have done the humility and repentance, we should then seek opportunities for what we believe as Catholics to influence our daily lives. We shouldn't put our faith in a box that we only pull out when we do Catholic things, but every moment of our life that our faith should influence those. We should be serving others instead of ourselves, reaching out to others who are in need instead of looking to our own needs. And then we should be serving God in our lives. Everything we do, once again, is at the service of God instead of ourselves. So if we're truly open to preparation this Advent, we can wish that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together, in the words of the prophet Isaiah. Through our service to God and neighbor, we can bring that about. We can work to bring peace to the world and not just sit back and allow others. It's too easy for us to see problems, but it's harder for us to work on those problems. So if we want justice, we need to be just. If we want peace in the world, we need to be peaceful in our lives. If we want respect for all human life, we need to show respect for life in our lives. We prepare this Advent by repenting of not living up to Christ's commands and by allowing Christ to live in and through us. So this Advent, we are called to prepare the way of the Lord, both in our lives and in the world around us.